Isn't in your head. No. Okay, once again, we look at Psalm 23, verse 1. Well, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We saw last week that the shepherd in the New Testament is Jesus Christ. He's identified as the shepherd of the sheep. And a shepherd is usually chosen and appointed to take care of the sheep. And Christ, of course, was chosen and appointed by the Father to be the shepherd. Therefore, the shepherd must be faithful to the one who appointed, and He, of course, is the faithful shepherd to God, faithful in absolutely everything. And he must be faithful to the sheep, which, of course, he always is. In the New Testament, he's identified as the Savior shepherd. Luke 19, verse 10, he came to seek and save that which was lost. He's referred to, as we saw last week, as the Good Shepherd, John chapter 10. And as such, he was appointed of God the Father to lay down his life for the sheep. So Christ the Shepherd, Christ the Good Shepherd, pays the sin debt of the sheep. He's also referred to as the Great Shepherd, Hebrews chapter 13. Connection there, of course, is with the resurrection. Jesus Christ, as the great shepherd, rose from the grave, necessary to save the sheep from the power of sin. So he paid the debt of sin. He saves from the power of sin. 1 Peter 5, verse 4, he's the chief shepherd. And we see there that he's coming again for those that he saves from the presence of sin. So we see in his office as shepherd, we see a complete picture of salvation. And as shepherd, he is God. And we ended with that last week. He's everything that God is. Whatever God is, Jesus Christ is. This, of course, is a foundational doctrine. If you deny the deity of Christ, there is no salvation. I don't believe that one can deny the deity of Christ and be saved. They cannot believe that Christ was less than deity and be saved. And I believe the Bible very clearly teaches that. And sometimes people will say, well, again, we'll use Jehovah's Witnesses as an example because they deny the deity of Christ. Well, I believe they're saved. Well, not if they believe what they say they believe. They can't be if they believe what they say they believe. So he's the God shepherd. No matter which angle, which aspect you consider him as shepherd, he's God. He's God, which means that he is the all-sufficient shepherd. If he's God, then he's all-sufficient. He has everything that we need. In the book of Colossians, very familiar verse of Scripture, but one that very clearly declares the deity of Christ. Colossians 1 and verse 19, it pleased the Father. It pleased the Father that in him, that is Christ, that's who he's been talking about in the previous verses, should all fullness dwell. Pleased God the Father that all fullness, he didn't just say fullness, he said all fullness for emphasis. It's redundant, but it's for the purpose of emphasis. in verse 9 of Colossians 2, "For in him dwelleth," that is, right now, "all the fullness," there it is again, all fullness, "all the fullness of the Godhead." Everything that God is in Jesus Christ. And it says bodily. That is, has Christ walked this earth in a fleshly body? All the fullness of the Godhead was in him. Now, fullness, of course, refers to a comprehensiveness, a completeness, an exhaustiveness, an all-inclusiveness. So when Paul writes all fullness, it's really an attempt to express what can't be expressed. He perhaps was thinking all fullness dwells in Christ, and he says, no, that doesn't explain this truth, so he says all fullness. But again, it's an attempt to explain or to express what cannot be expressed. Everything that God is in Christ, is what these two verses tell us. Everything that God is in Jesus Christ. And he's the shepherd of the sheep. There is fullness of supply in Christ. It is stated in John chapter 1, verse 16, "Of his fullness," speaking of Christ, have all we received. Yet he's no less full. He's no less full. That's mysterious. You take from fullness, it diminishes, but not in this case. We receive of his fullness, and all the saved have received of his fullness, and yet he's no less full. So in this world that is a wasteland, spiritually, we have a shepherd, and all the Godhead, all the fullness of the Godhead, everything that God is, dwells in him. He's more than enough for each and every case. It's demonstrated all through the Scriptures. In the gospel account of the miracles of Christ, it's demonstrated that he's all fullness. He's more than enough. And many, many other examples. His sufficiency is seen in some of his names or titles. He's referred to in Matthew 1, verse 23, as Emmanuel, God with us. Speaking of Jesus Christ, God with us, Emmanuel. That was as an infant. He was Emmanuel, God with us. He's the great I Am, which again shows an all-sufficiency. Hebrews 1, verse 2, he's the heir of all things, which again speaks of his fullness. He's the author and finisher of faith. The author and the finisher and everything in between. He's the Alpha and the Omega, and everything in between. So in each one of those titles, there's an unfailing supply. There's an inexhaustible supply in Christ, and he's the shepherd of the sheep. So consider what kind of shepherd he is. Notice in Luke chapter 15, again, keep in mind that he's the God shepherd. He's the God shepherd. We're not talking about a man here. In Luke 15, verses 4 and 5, we have Christ is speaking. He's speaking a parable. He says, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? When he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing." He's the concerned shepherd. Jesus Christ is my shepherd. And he is the always concerned shepherd. He always has the best interest of the sheep in mind. All the time. Does not always appear that way to our human reasoning. But in spite of our human reasoning, it is so. He always has our best interest in mind. He is also an sympathetic and empathetic shepherd. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3, he is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. That is, he understands. He understands. And people will say, the reason the Lord understands is because he was man. That because he was man, he can understand. That's not the reason that he understands. He understands because he's God. Because he knows all things. He experienced those things as man. We don't deny that. But that's not the reason he knows. That's not the reason he understands. He understands because he's God. Because he's God. Because he's the God-man. So he understands. He not only understands, he feels. That's what it means to be empathetic. It means you can feel. You can feel sorry for somebody, but to feel their pain is something completely different. And he's empathetic. He understands and he feels. He's sensitive to our feelings. He's sensitive to our needs. Notice in Psalm 78, verse 39. For he remembereth that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. He's mindful of what we are. He's mindful that we are flesh. He's mindful that we are dust. He's mindful of our weakness, and everything he does, he realizes who we are, or realizes what we are. Notice in Isaiah chapter 63. Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 9. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bare them and carried them all the days of old. And that's what the shepherd does for the sheep. That's what the Lord does for us. We see he feels our affliction. And there is love and there is pity that he redeems them, that he delivers them. He bears them. He carries them. And he does so all the days of old. So he's a concerned shepherd. He's the empathetic and sympathetic shepherd. He's the aware shepherd. We've already seen this. John 10, verse 14, verse 27. He knows his sheep. And that doesn't just mean that he knows who they are. He does know that. He knows who they are. But that's not just what that means. It doesn't mean that he knows their names. He knows the sheep. He's God. So he perfectly knows the sheep. He knows everything that can possibly be known of the sheep. He knows more. Again, people get this idea that they are self-aware and that they know themselves, and in most cases, nothing could be further from the truth. He knows. He knows everything about us. And he knows, again, what we would do had he not kept us from doing it. He knows everything. He knows everything about us. Notice Genesis 33. This knowledge, again, keep in mind, he knows what we are. He knows our nature. He knows that we are flesh. Genesis 33, verse 13. And he said unto him, My Lord knoweth, this is Jacob, My Lord knoweth that the children are tender, and this can be applied to the Lord. The Lord knows that his children are tender, and the flocks and the herds with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, sheep can be overdriven, and they'll be destroyed. If men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. The Lord knows that. The Lord does not overdrive His sheep. He doesn't do that. Oh, at times, people get the idea that that's the case. The Lord does not overdrive His sheep. That's a characteristic of a sheep. You cannot overdrive them. You will destroy them. And the Lord knows that. And He leads us wisely. He has everything that we need. He knows what we need. Again, a lot of people, a lot of parents have what their children need, but they don't know what their children need. Doesn't do a whole lot of good to have what someone needs, and yet you don't know what they need. The Lord has what we need. The Lord knows what we need. Not only that, He knows when we need it. He knows exactly when we need it. He's the God shepherd, and He knows how much. He knows how much we need. We don't even know that ourselves, concerning ourselves. But He's the God shepherd. So we see He's the faithful shepherd. He's the concerned shepherd. He's empathetic. He's sympathetic. He's always aware of His sheep. So the psalmist is living in the recognition of this position of the Lord. But he also is living in the recognition of and the awareness of the work of the shepherd. As the sheep, we must not only realize that, yes, the Lord is my shepherd, but we must also always be aware that the shepherd is always working in my life. He's always working on my behalf. And we see this all through, particularly the Old Testament, the work of the shepherd. He's always working. Ezekiel 34 is a chapter that speaks much of God as the shepherd. And Ezekiel 34 and verse 12, it says that He seeks His sheep. He not only sought us when we were lost and found us, He still seeks His sheep. He's aware of where His sheep are. He gathers His sheep. Isaiah 40, verse 11. Jeremiah 31, verse 10. He gathers His sheep. He knows when to gather them. He knows how to gather His sheep. Isaiah 40, verse 11, He feeds His sheep. He has what we need for sustenance and nourishment. He knows what we need. He knows what we need at the specific time. And He feeds His sheep. He protects, He defends the sheep. The example, of course, is David. 1 Samuel 13, verses 34 and 35, when he delivered the sheep from the lion. We see it again in the book of Amos, chapter 3 and verse 12. He is the protector and defender of His sheep. We are unaware most of the time of God's protection. We're unaware of the evil that is all around us. We're unaware of the demonic activity that is around us 24/7. And God protects us from that every single minute, every single second of a day. We don't know what we're exposed to in our sleep. And I'm speaking of Satan. But again, he protects us. We don't know what we're exposed to when we're walking around in this world. And He protects us. God's always protected. Sometimes it's very obvious that God has protected us or delivered us. But most of the time, it's not that obvious. It's just something that you start to think about it and you realize God protects me every second of every day. That's why we're here. The fact that each one of us are here is testimony that God protected us last night, that God protected us this morning, that God's protected us to bring us here. He heals the sheep, Ezekiel 34 and verse 4. Sheep have many diseases. He heals. He not only heals the sheep, but he prevents diseases from entering into our lives. And I'm not just talking about physical diseases, though that is so. Spiritual diseases. Spiritual disease is much more serious than any physical disease. And the Lord heals spiritual diseases. And the Lord prevents us from becoming spiritually diseased. He gently leads his sheep. Psalm 77:20. He gently leads his sheep. Again, the sheep are not overdriven. He judges his sheep. Ezekiel 34, verses 17 through 22. That means he examines them. He examines them for that which is destructive in their life. And part of that judging is he separates them. Separates them from the goats. He separates them from that which would be harmful to them. So from all of that, we see that the shepherd takes an active role in the life of every single sheep. And that the 23rd Psalm sets forth the Lord in his present ministry toward us. And with each verb that he uses in Psalm 23, every single one of them is in present tense. Every one of them. And it shows the Lord's present ministry in our life. And in Psalm 23, David sees and experiences the Lord as a shepherd in his daily life. Again, he maketh me to lie down. He leadeth me. He restoreth my soul. Thou art with me. And you go on through the psalm and you see that God is active in the life of the sheep. That's the shepherd. Each of those verbs, as you read through Psalm 23, portray the activity of the Lord toward us, but they also portray the presence of the Lord. There is the presence of the shepherd. And he's not just a shepherd. He's the shepherd friend. And as such, as Brother Dennis just spoke about, he listens. He listens. The sheep know his voice. But the shepherd also knows the voice of the sheep. He listens. He has personal interest in the sheep. He instructs the sheep. He's patient. He's forbearing of the sheep. He bears the burdens of the sheep. He's edifying. He's loyal. He's loving. He's the shepherd friend. And he knows the circumstances and the case of each sheep. And he wisely and skillfully and in a timely manner ministers to each of his sheep. He may not deal exactly the same with each sheep because he knows what is best for that particular sheep at that particular time. God doesn't even deal with us the same way each and every time. You could do the same thing, and he does not deal with you the same way every single time. He deals in a very wise and skillful, a very timely manner. He knows exactly what we need at the time. And however it is that he deals with us, he does so with our best interest in mind. He does so because he knows this is what is best for this particular sheep at this particular time under these particular circumstances. This is what is best for this sheep. And the Lord ministers to that sheep. He does not treat every sheep the exact same way. He's too wise for that. They're different. They're different. So he deals differently with them. We as God's people need to keep that in mind. Because a lot of times we fall into the trap, well, this is how the Lord dealt with me, so this is how he's going to deal with so-and-so. Well, you don't know that. He dealt with you that way because that was the wise way to do it. Someone else might be different. So, as you read through the psalm, really it's a call for you and I to daily trust the shepherd. He's the God shepherd. Trust him. Trust the shepherd. He makes a difference in our life. So it's no wonder that David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." And this is so all the days of my life. All the days of my life, the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. And the reason I shall not want is because of who the shepherd is, the Lord. So next week we'll begin to look at verse 2. We begin to look at the ministry of the shepherd toward us, the activity of the shepherd toward us. Let's look to the Lord, a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd. Lord, that you're such a faithful, loving, kind, long-suffering shepherd toward us, and this is so all the days of our life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that we belong to your flock. We thank you, Lord, that we are one of your sheep. Lord, we just pray that you'd help us today to worship you in a way that would bring honor and glory to your name, a way, Lord, that would please you. We do pray for those that are lost, that you'd speak to their hearts, that you would open their hearts to salvation as you did ours, Lord, that you would come where they are and save their soul. Pray for those that have health issues. We pray that you'd be with them, that you'd help them this day. We just pray that you'd be with us, Lord, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.